Dash Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Here, I'm Dash. That Smash, or Smash and Dash, whatever you want to call us, man. I got my boy back here. This time, you know, we over the computer, man. What's happening?
What's popping? Hey, bruh, I feel like it's been a long ass time, man. Hey, you know what? I got some shit on my mind about you, bro. We got some good talking to do. Because you was talking some real bullshit in that last podcast, big dog. So I'm glad we back, man.
Not really, man. You know, a lot of the things that I was saying, they're starting to come around kind of like, but, you know, we going to jump this one off. You know what I'm saying? We going to go to something that you a little bit more familiar with.
Yeah.
Give me some of your thoughts on the, you know, your Titans.
So first and foremost, I don't want to come in here like I'm Stephen A. Smith, but what in the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about the Titans, we had the first round bye. We was the number one team in the AFC last year. Bro, we're coming out. We're playing the Giants. The Giants. You hear me? We're playing the Giants. Now, right. I don't understand what we were doing out there. I don't get that. Derrick Henry had a decent day. I mean, he had something around 80 yards, like 22 carries or something. It was only like 3-something to carry. But, you know, if a game's different, they keep handing him one, he'll probably end up breaking the run right there or something. But, bro, I don't understand. We traded AJ. We talked about that a couple shows ago. I don't know who we were throwing the ball to out there, man. We didn't look like the Titans. And then on top of that, you was here. I remember one of them shows, you said something about one of these running backs.
Right.
You said Saquon was what? You said Saquon was a bust. I'm pretty sure.
I say stay away from him in fantasy.
And look what, hey, did you see what he did yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you see what he did to our Titans?
I seen that. And you know what's crazy? In my fantasy draft, I ended up, like, my guys that I was planning to pick, somebody took them a couple picks before, and I had no choice but to get Saquon, and I started him, and look what he did for me.
You see what I'm saying? So yesterday,
you know, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I admit it. I was wrong about Saquon. I was just saying you can't trust him because
he's the pass.
So, like, at the end of the day, you can say that. That's 1 week. You got to see what goes on. Know what I'm
2K,
saying?
I never said anything about his 164, 9.1 a carry on our Titans.
Yeah, and he had like another 30, 40 yards receiving in another two-point version. But know what I'm saying? You know, kudos to him. I love it.
Yeah, if Saquon can stay healthy, I'm with you now. I'm with you. You ain't lying now. If he can stay healthy and he could do this all season, that's the Saquon they thought they were drafting. So you are 120% correct, brother, for sure.
Yeah, what he did to us, that was the top 10 pick. Like, that's what they was thinking they was getting. But when you get to the Titans, and just for me looking at the game and paying attention to the game, you know, we going in, you know, everybody know Derrick Henry's going to get the ball.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry left, Derrick Henry right, and, you know, he had an okay game. But like you say, like, who are we throwing to? Like, we get rid of AJ, and, you know, AJ, he, like, just look at what he did week one in Philly.
Yeah.
So, I think he had probably like 120, 130 yards, and we're taking that production from, like, our receiver room. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, I'm with you.
So when you go in, we can hone in on Derrick Henry, because we're not saying that those guys not going to eventually step up and do what they are supposed to do, but you got to prove yourself lead. So until one of those guys on the outside step up and prove themselves, then it's like the coach is going in like, we're not going to let Derrick Henry beat us. So they got to prove themselves. Like, we'll play them man on man or whatever we have to do, and they have to prove themselves. And then when you turn around, look on the other side, our defensive line, we had some sacks. I think we ended up with like 4 or 5 sacks or whatever. Yeah. But when you playing a team, especially when you playing a guy like Saquon with the capability that he have, and you can't stop the run, it's gonna be tough. Know what I'm saying? It's gonna be real tough. It's gonna be real tough to beat a team that where Our main thing is running the ball. Yeah. And we're just having an okay day. And they're running the ball and having a great day.
A great day.
We can't pass the ball and we can't stop them from running. So I was like, wow. So like, what are your takes on the Giants coach saying, man, fuck tying up overtime. We finna go for two. It is what it is.
I love that shit. See, for me, Twin, you know, I'm trying to win right now. Like, do you believe in your team or not? If you want to make a statement, right? If you're the Giants and you're going out there and the last couple of years has been how it's been, you have nothing to lose in that situation. You have nothing. So if you go for it and you, they're like, oh, that's the same sorry ass Giants. But now, you know, you go for it. And now the media looks at it like, oh, we got somebody that got some balls now. We got somebody that's willing, you know, take some chances and it ended up working out for him. So, I mean, I love what the Giants coach do. If I'm on that sideline and I'm going against a team and it's, you know, 19-20 and it's like, listen, coach, you want to go for two? Hell yeah, we want to go for two. Put it in our hands. This is what we coach or this is what we practice for all summer. This is what we goddamn lift weights for. This is what you dream about as a kid, man. It's fourth and goal or, you know, like you said, we up by one and we can get the handoff. Man, give it to me. I want 26 power. I'm going to hit the A gap and I want to score this two.
Right, but do you still look at your coach the same way, or do you like?
No, I buy in.
What if we don't get it? What
if we don't? Well, see, if we don't get in, you know. Well, no, see,
because you know, it's like you say.
But young.
No, but my nickname for you is I gotta play devil's advocate.
Oh, oh my god, here you go. See so how you always stop starting that shit this early, bro. Don't do that shit, bro. See, listen. Fuck all that devil's advocate shit.
But you got to think, everybody that's on the team don't have the same mindset. So most people be like, man, if we don't get that, like, we easily kick that field goal and give us another chance. So everybody don't have your same mindset. So does that divide the locker room, or do you think those guys are, like, if they wouldn't have got it, those guys would have still be – buying in the same way that they got it?
I look at it. I can take it from my personal standpoint. I know if I'm in that locker room, right, and the coach says we're going for two, and I'm thinking about me on our Titan team, right? It's me, you, Vince Young, Bo Scaife, you know what I'm saying, Javon Kurtz, Keith Bullock. And he come to the sideline, we call a timeout, and we all huddled up, and they say we're going for two, and we look at you, and we like, yeah, we about to give you, you know, that the fake handoff pitch, and you get around the corner. And we look at you, but you like, hell yeah. At that moment, Young, I'm like, we need to go for two. And if we don't make it, I'm still going to believe in coach because he put the ball in our hands. He was like, listen, I believe in y'all enough to I'm going to give y'all the ball and y'all got to make the play. This is what, like I said, we've been working on this shit our whole lives. This is something that you've been wanting. You know what I'm saying? Now the summer, right. we busted our ass. So now we're in this game time situation. Do you really want to win? I'm giving y'all the opportunity. To me, I'm going to take it. And if coach, if we don't get it, I'm like, man, coach, he gave us the opportunity. I'm fucking with him. I thank coach for giving us and putting and believing in us, man. We want a coach to believe in the players because that's what you pay us for, right?
Right.
Just yeah, like I'm the right. Eagles paid A.J. Brown's ass and A.J. went 10 for 155 on it. Like, and then
we went 55.
He went 10 for 155, man. So it makes sense. I see why he left us. If you don't want to pay me, I'm really that good. I can go eat. You know what I'm saying? So let me eat. Right. And plus, I feel him. He probably was looking at it like this, young. They going to get that man Derrick Henry too many carries. I need to get on out of here where I know I'm going to get some more targets. And I can't be mad at it, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of, hold on, young. Fuck that.
Hold up, before you go to there, I wanted to, because we're going to get to that one, because I want to touch on that game too a little bit. I know what you're talking about, the Carolina Browns game. But before we get there, I want to jump on this topic real quick. It's a short topic. Yeah. But we're going to go to the Denver Broncos versus Seattle game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you my thoughts. My thoughts on that game, like, the Denver Broncos has to be absolutely insane. How do you pay Russ $250 million and put the game on the kicker hand with a 64-yard kick when you had multiple timeouts? You could – it wasn't fourth down.
I think it was.
No, it wasn't fourth.
Oh, I thought
no, it was fourth down. No, but what I'm saying, no,
it was fourth and five.
It was fourth and five, but how don't you let Russ get close? We're not talking about a 58-yarder, 50, we're talking about a 64-yarder. How don't you I just paid my quarterback $250 million. I'm not gonna try to let him get closer. The reason why I got it confused because I was saying it was fourth down, but I know we could have still threw it inside the field and still had timeouts.
A first down, you know, and timeout, saying? Yeah, because it was 15. You're right. It was 15 seconds.
But before it was 15 seconds, it started winding down at like 40 seconds, and they let it wind all the way down. Like, you don't give him an opportunity. Like, how is that locker room looking at them?
Russ? We know Russ is already pissed off at that head coach. There's no way in hell, bro, you pay me a $250 million and you put it on a kicker to try to hit the world's longest field goal. Shame on you, Bronco head coach. I know this is your first go around. Hey, you're horrible for that decision. And I live in Denver, so I had to look at all these shitty ass Denver fans. They all mad. They thought this was their year because they had Bronco country. Let's ride. See, listen, if you're going to let my dog ride, you got to let him ride. Young 2K, they play right there. And realistically, dude, again, that's a situation where now, they're going to have a divided locker room. Some of them vets, and you know this, bro, them vets is looking at that dude like, what in the hell kind of coach we got, man? I can't believe this man just put these dumbass stunts. And and it sucks because Russell, he got to come out and be like, man, whatever coach says, I agree with it, man. It was a great call, man. Bullshit.
You know,
you made that was a horrible call. They should have put the hands or the ball in Russ's hands, and whatever happens, happens. I mean, you get them on the edge, you roll them out, do something. I'm with you, Young, because at least if you get 5-6 more yards right there and then call your timeout, like you said, the field goal becomes way more manageable. A 59, 58-yard field goal is way different than 64. They absolutely played. Hey, that's like Charlamagne's the dog get donkey of the week for that shit.
Yeah, donkey of the week, man.
He get the shithead of the week for that one.
Yeah, he shithead of the week for that one, man. Yeah, that's crazy. But I know you wanted to. But I know you want to jump on something else. So,
I'm going to get on your ass real quick, Young. I remember on one of these shows, there was a dude by the name of Baker Mayfield. You said comeback player of the year.
Yes.
He's going to be a fantasy breakout player. He's all this bullshit, right?
That wasn't bullshit.
2K, the man goes back to weak-ass Cleveland and shits on the money, man.
How did he shit on the money? He lost the field goal game.
The
kicker missed the field goal.
Bro. 2K. Listen,
how many kicks that was missed this week? Ain't no way. You can't blame Baker for that. Like, bro, Baker went 16 for 27.
Yeah, his QBR is 84.
That's not
when you're paying a man. Horrible. 2K, let's stop.
You're not even counting the drops within the 16 for 27.
What I'm trying to tell you is this.
Hold up, for 235 yards, horrible. One touchdown, one interception.
And this is your comeback player of the year.
And also, this only week went, and also had a rushing touchdown to put Carolina up. He drove Carolina down for the winning field goal, and they missed the field goal.
2K, you know why he had to rush for the touchdown, right? Because one thing you are right about is the other. And Christian, I hope you don't take this the wrong way. You from Denver, you'll forever be one of my brothers. And you locked in, because this grind is different for us. We got a fraternity, and I love you, but man, when are we gonna see the Christian? I get what you're saying. The Christian McCaffrey of old, if he had some help on the back end, maybe you're right. But what I'm telling you is, for what you said on this show, I was expecting Baker to go above and beyond, Young. I wanted to see Baker Mayfield like 30 of 33, 309 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yes, I want to see a comeback player of the year. I don't want to see normal. Bruh, I don't want to see that.
That's a good start. How can you write Baker off? That's what I'm saying. Baker is kind of putting me in the mind of a LeBron. God.
This man, they trying to go viral. I can't stand you. Stop this shit, 2K. Stop.
Everybody hates.
I'm gonna cut my. I'm out of here,
bro.
I ain't got time for this shit. Bro, you full of shit, 2K.
Everybody, and it makes sense. He was the number one pick. LeBron was the number one pick. LeBron is from Cleveland.
2K
he went to Cleveland, and the hate is kind of like contagious.
You gotta stop this shit. Like, don't you ever compare Baker Mayfield to LeBron James again in your life, 2K.
Bro,
oh my God.
How the hate is so real for Baker. Like, Baker had a good start. He had a good game. You can't blame Baker for that. He drove them down, put them in position to win. You can't blame Baker. Baker did everything that he had to do to win that game.
Except for you, yeah. But you're driving down at 2K. So, okay, for me, when you tell me somebody's going to have an exceptional comeback player, what I'm thinking is this, though. This is what I'm thinking, though.
It's a good start.
I'm thinking you're going to come out and dominate.
It's like, a good start.
You can
bro.
Drive. I'm not putting again. So okay
it's
then.
A good start.
Okay, like, honey, say okay then, big mouth. Yeah. How about this then, little baby? If that's the case, right? You're telling me you're going to put your faith in a kicker and not the guy that you put all that money. Why are we driving down to kick a field goal at the end? We should already
The time was running down.
We should be up.
No, the time was running
it's
down.
Too much money
That's a whole different situation.
That's not a whole different.
Yes, it is. No, that situation is different situation.
All right, 2K, I get
because
it.
Because even if like what you're talking about, even if we put it on Russ' hands and he get us closer, we're still gonna ask the field goal kicker to kick. Russ was never trying to go and get the touchdown. We still getting it closer for the field goal kicker to kick. So what I'm saying is, bro. Baker, Bronny, Mayfield.
Oh my!
Did a good job. He had a good start. He had a good start, a good kick start to comeback player of the year. He did what he did.
Listen, if you think losing to the Browns, like you said on one of these shows,
it wasn't his fault.
You said there are like three organizations that are the worst organizations. You said this yourself. So the fact that he couldn't even beat the worst organization that he knows he played against, I don't like this comeback player of the year for him. I like Saquon over that. Saquon over
him. I'm with you, but give me my flowers. What did I say about your guy?
Who? Say who? About what guy?
Christian.
Oh, yeah, you did. You said Christian McCaffrey. Stay away from him because.
Do you know his stats? Christian had 10 carries for 33 yards and 4 catches for 24 yards. Like,
that's an okay day. Not a great day. 60 total yards offense.
What? That's 3.3 yards a carry, bro.
And how much does he make a year?
Oh, man. I think that would make about 15.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, he going to pick it up. I hope he picks it up, man, because you know how this league is. It's because I remember a kid by the name of Todd Gurley that came in and took the league by storm, and, six, 7 years later.
See, but the thing about Todd Gurley, he had some back-to-back-to-back years.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? I think Todd Gurley probably put together
It was like three solid years, for sure.
You got to think about dog. He came out his first year. He did solid.
Yeah.
Second year, he went crazy. And then since then, it's only week one. I can't lie. Started some years where, like, week one looked it wild and, picked it up. It's week one, so.
You started off week one with 10 for 33?
I done started off week one with, something wild, but.
Because what I'm saying is the rookie year, 434 yards or 35 yards. 2018, 1,000 yards.
Yeah, what?
In 2017, he came in 400 yards rushing. 2018, 1,000 yards rushing. 2019, when they said, "Oh, he's gonna break the all-purpose." Remember, I remember that. And they started feeding him. I remember vividly. We were talking about this. There's like they're gonna keep giving this dude all these carries, and they're gonna make him run, and they're gonna use up a lot of his carries for a season that was absolutely shitty. And we said that, right?
Right.
The next year he comes back, 225 yards. The next season after that, 442 yards. Now we're 10 carries for 33 yards. So, I mean, it's crazy because if the running backs that I know having spans like that, man, especially at that amount of money, they would have already been asked to either take a pay cut or they would have been traded. Or you know this, Sean, like how many running backs get to stick around with, you know, with stats that look like this? I mean, not too many.
It's tough when you're making that type of money, but hey,
you know. Hey, Young, though. Hey, let's keep it.
Please.
We keep it on running backs then. Keep it on some running back shit.
Nah, man.
Because, bro, let's talk about our other brothers, our running back brothers.
Like who? No.
They got in the ring.
Huh?
The ones that was just in the boxing ring.
Oh no. Before we get there.
Okay.
Another thing that I said, like, you know, what's up with my boy Mahomes coming through with the five tugs? With the five tugs, man, my boy.
Hold on. Somebody calling me, Young. Hold on.
39. What you said? You was spending like a 39 for 39. What he went? 30 for 39, 360, five tugs.
See, that's Baker. I want to see that.
No, that's MVP numbers, man. Bronny. You talk about my boy. Cause Cheetah left and you talking about this and whatever. Man, my nigga ain't seeing that.
Yeah,
he's not seeing that, bro. Five tugs. We gonna blow it out. 44-21. We ain't seeing that.
Cheetah, all right, bro. Hold on, bro.
We believe in half a billion in this system. And don't forget Andy Reid. We don't need that.
You know what's so funny, bro? I don't care. This is the first game. He does this every year. You know the thing about
what was you saying?
I said it wasn't gonna be a sweep. I apologize.
Everybody thought he was.
Okay, and when I'm wrong, I can say
Mahomes is who we thought he was.
And Baker's not who we thought he was. But see,
that's not true.
Baker, listen, I'll give you that.
Don't get off this Mahomes shit.
I'ma give you I'll give you that. I can't even front when it comes to Mahomes. Yes. I didn't think it was gonna be the same. What he showed me. But no, I'm just saying he showed me that he went back to his basics, though. It wasn't that Mahomes that we seen. It also wasn't the Mahomes just back there bullshitting around and thinking he could just throw the ball up when he wanted. He was getting the ball out and getting it to the receivers on time. Now, listen, just like you just said, hey, man, why you keep doing your face like that, man?
Wild boy.
Bro, ain't none of that, bro. Listen.
Give us our flowers.
I ain't giving no flowers. It's the first. Like you said, it's the first week.
Mahomes and Baker, Bronny Mayfield, our flowers,
Baker,
man.
Not Bronny Mayfield. Boy,
Baker, Bronny Mayfield.
You still smoking. You smoking on your own pack, man. This man out of his mind right now. What you got to stop that?
I just want flowers, bro.
Hey, all right. I can honestly say, I'll give you Mahomes. That is about the only thing that you have said on this podcast.
McCaffrey.
And that's
only thing that I was wrong about was Saquon.
You wrong around Baker for sure. Bro, he stunk it up. He lost to Cleveland. He lost to the Lions and Cleveland are the worst teams in the league. And guess who got a win yesterday? Cleveland. So don't fucking sit here and tell me that Baker didn't
that
shit on the
Baker
money.
Fault, man.
Man, anyway. So listen, you went about that. Mahomes did his things. I can't wait to see, though. I want to see the rest of the year. If Dog plays like that, he clearly will probably be in the MVP, but he'll probably have to see Tom Brady again in that Super Bowl because Tom reloaded. Huh? Like I said, Tom was just at home chilling for 4 weeks before training camp, came back in, whooped up on Dallas, weak-ass Dallas. Sorry for you Dallas faithfuls out there. I know every year. Sorry, I'm about to go off topic. Fuck that. Dallas, I feel so sorry for you guys. The fact that you guys are because 2K every fucking year, the Dallas fucking Cowboys, they think it's their fucking year. They just know they're going to the Super Bowl. And
bro, I think it's probably time that you put another team in that Detroit and Cleveland bracket. Dallas might be one of those.
Dallas, because
Dallas might be one of those teams, bro. Like, bro,
Young, you're not lying. The reason why you ain't lying is because the what people hope for every year with the Dallas Cowboys, and what they get is absolute shit, man. Like every year they be like, we're going to Super Bowl. We spent all this money on our receivers. We got a brand new offensive line. We just got reloaded on the defensive line. And then they go out there and they absolutely shit on the money. Now I get it. Tampa Bay's a good opponent because they, you know, they know how to play some ball. We're not going to act like they were sorry, but come on. When Jerry Jones or you're around with Jerry World and you think that it's your year every year, maybe Jerry, it's time to step down, man, and let the young boy do it. Because honestly, Jerry, I'm talking to you now, Jerry, you probably cussed me out. I'm sorry. But listen, you haven't won since I was a kid and I loved you guys. That was 96. 2K. When is it going to stop? It's 30 years later, man.
Jerry or who?
Jerry runs the team.
Okay.
Come on. He's been putting these people in place. He just traded Amari
can't
Cooper.
Go out there and run the ball. Like,
but he, man, yeah, but he also let Amari Cooper go to the Browns.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, some of this stuff to me is like, it doesn't make sense. And then, okay, Diggs, they paid you a lot of money. Yeah. And the number seven, Stephon, brother.
No, they ain't get, he ain't get paid yet.
Oh, he ain't get paid yet?
No, he's still, I think he's going on year three.
Oh, it ain't looking, man. People gonna get mad at me for telling them like it is. Who cares? Listen, man, as good as he catch, he might want to go to receiver because it ain't looking like it at quarterback. Every time I look up, you know, stop playing in training camp. Somebody was going deep on him. You look up every other week, man, somebody going deep on him. Like, I don't know if it's technique or if he's just so confident or overconfident, but he got to fix that shit up. Sorry, Dallas, but this ain't y'all's year, man. Maybe next year.
He looking like 49 from Kansas City. That Honey Badger always cut.
Hey, boy. But Honey Badger, you don't even got to know what's going on. But as soon as it's going deep, you look up 49 in the picture. Boy, Honey Badger pointing going off. Yeah, boy, they similar. There's some real similarities going on, 2K. Oh, you a wild boy, man. This man crazy. Oh, shit. You a wild boy, man.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, soon. I guess we're going to jump back to, you know, running backs.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't get to see the whole fight, but I seen a couple highlights, and I don't know if you watched it. Did you watch or?
I guess I watched what I needed to watch.
Le'Veon Bell versus Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, and hey, Swaggy P. Man, fuck that. Swaggy P, you went to USC trying all that pretty, trying all that dumbass pretty shit in the goddamn ring. That man done botched your shit.
Swaggy P try to hook and spin it, bro.
Dog thought he thought he was Mayweather out that bitch. Dog hit him dead in this
bro.
Shit. Man done fell through the fucking ring, man. He done fell through the ropes and all. Hey, Swaggy. That ain't a bro. Good look, man. You a USC boy too.
Bro, damn, USC man. Boys always with bullshit.
Nah, man. That man with the bullshit. Swaggy, man.
That man crazy. You need to just go ahead and keep participating on I Am Athlete, man. Yeah. You need to stay out there, right?
Boy, because he didn't look like an athlete at all. Listen, speaking of that, though, as strong as I thought AP Net was, when that boy Le'Veon dropped that bomb on that man's eyes, like, and he went down, brother, the man get on online the next day and was like, yeah.
Oh my God, bro.
He's like, yeah, the man just caught me with one. Yeah, bro. The world seen you get caught with one. Put your dukes up, Jit, because that ain't how it happened.
Bro,
how you feel about that? How you feel about these fucking, I know we athletes, right, young, but it's easy money. I'm not mad that you can go out there and get you some easy money. What I'm saying is, how do you feel about these motherfuckers like thinking that they could just go from, you know, one sport to another sport and go fight these people sometimes? You know, we're seeing people do it, but we also seeing these motherfuckers get hit dead in their face and going to sleep. So, right. like people taking it as a game? Because, nah, this shit's real. Motherfucker hit you for real and you're going to go to sleep. Just because you was a strong-ass running back for years, Frank, AP, fucking.
But what's crazy about that situation is like, I think when this fight came together, I ain't speaking for AP, but I'm just saying, like, people that I heard talk about it and things and stuff like that, you know, they look at AP as this warrior, this strong ass, like, right. Northern, just going off how he run.
Yeah.
But what people is failing to realize, Le'Veon Bell was a big back.
For sure.
And, like, even though he lost a lot of weight to get in shape how he wanted to be, like, I've seen Le'Veon, like, on Instagram. I've seen how he worked. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a part of his workout
too. He has some crazy workouts. So he a grown man too.
Hell yeah. But I also seen him young, like you said, during them workouts in the summer, he's in the gym. That's what he does. So I think some of these people, y'all need to check their background.
Yeah, yes, you have to definitely. Yeah, you have to check
trying to get some of that money and shit. And it's cool to get the money, but at least know if you really fighting a dude that grew up in the boxing ring, grew up around boxers, and they really know this. Because the way Le'Veon looked in the ring, he looked like he knew exactly what he was doing. He faked one and came back with that other one. And good night.
Yeah. And that's, you know, what I feel about that. You know, two of our great athletes in there, you know, battling it out, doing the celebrity boxing and stuff like that. Like, my take on it, like, it's cool. Like, a lot of people, it's a new trend now. Yeah. But, like, for myself, like, I really trained. Like, I did boxing. I did MMA.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and I just know the type of work those guys put in, and I know how hard it is. A lot of us being, like, you know, we're athletes, so we think we can do anything. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I know, man, that shit is different, bro. Like, it ain't just going – it's different, like, out here on the street fighter going out there and fighting. Like, you can hold your own, you can beat somebody up. But when you're in that boxing ring, it's totally different. Like, a fight on the street might last 5-10 seconds.
Yeah.
20
and,
seconds.
And, you know, you could fight, scratch, kick, claw, and all. It ain't just swinging these gloves. And, you know,
everything.
Rules to it in that ring.
We talking about sitting in a ring. I think when they do the celebrity, I think it'd be like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But 3 minutes is a long time.
Ooh, that's multiple rounds.
Yeah, so, like, you have to know what you're doing. And, like, you know, he went in there and, you know, AP hands was down.
Yeah.
Le'Veon caught him with one, and it's just amazing. You, like, that's probably the hardest hit I done seen AP take, and this man play football.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, even like, it goes back to even just in, like, when you think about football, right? And when you running and you get tired and shit, what they tell you? Protect the ball. Because when you get tired, you forget ball security.
Yeah, ball he and
the,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He in the ring. Dog, like you said, that shit is probably tiring. He fighting, but he tired. He forget, keep them arms up because they heavy.
That's that
dog got them arms dropping. Yeah, he got caught with a sleep one, man. And that was it was messed up, man. But I like to see it. It's a trend, and it's fun to see, man. Like, I don't mind it as long as it's like two amateurs. If this is something y'all both starting off doing, I like it. But if it's like somebody that's, you know, ain't never really did this, I'm starting to box 6 months before I had this boxing ring, and you go in there, somebody that been doing it their whole life, you might want to protect yourself.
Man, these people, fuck that, bro. These people better start looking, bro. We all seen that shit with Nate Robinson, bro.
Hell yeah,
bro. Stop playing, bro. Come on, bro. Stop playing. Like, that's why I ain't getting in there.
Yeah, that's why y'all want. I'm not gonna be
like you say. For me to get in that, it got to be somebody that I know he ain't did no training, just like I ain't did no training. Yeah, getting in here rocking out, but not nobody that's been training and got a little background. No, I'm not doing that. Just
for
no.
real.
I don't.
Pac Man, you owe that one buddy something too. He beat you up, but Pac Man got beat up by the one buddy, bro. What's fucked up
bro,
about
get
it?
Out twin, man.
Nah,
don't,
hey,
don't do that. Don't hey, do that.
I ain't hitting on twin. I'm just saying, too.
Don't hey, do that,
brother. What I'm saying is, how come all our tough ass football playing homeboys, we think we play this rough ass, tough ass sport, but we done stepped in a ring with all these other soft, they say basketball soft, all these sports are soft, but niggas get knocked out by these other people, man. Y'all gotta stop playing with these folks, dog.
Yeah, man, it's the same, but it's just like them same people trying to get on the field.
We gonna do
the same thing to them. That's why you gotta stay in your lane, man.
Yeah, you right. But speaking of that,
I'm saying, would you ever do it if the money right? Like, if they came to you right now and be like, man, we got 250 for you, 250,000.
To what? Yeah, I don't know. Now you say like 2.5, yeah, that's different.
No, but 250 to jump in there with Jake Paul or somebody like that.
I don't know. Nah, big dog been ready. I gotta see. I ain't been, bro. I smoke weed and chill. I ain't even gonna play. Like you say, a street fight, I'll get dog, I'll beat dog at, but I ain't about to be in the ring playing with him. Bruh, I might look in the crowd.
You turn down to 2 nifty?
I don't know. Like, I mean, because y'all gonna be mad. Y'all gonna be like, dog, took a fall. I ain't tripping. Hit me.
Yeah,
once.
That's I'm what I'm saying. You still can take a fall.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, I'll take a fall. Yeah, for the 2 nifty, I'll act playing around. I'm out of there.
That's what I think Swaggy P did, man. Swaggy P had to take a fall.
Yeah, because he was like he in got
there
hit.
Playing, bro.
Brother, it looked like he got hit, but I don't know if it was this part of the hand that hit him or not, but, bro. Listen,
bro, who was he fighting, bro?
I don't know. I got to look it up. It was a dude named like McKinnon or I don't know, man. I got to look that up. Maybe when they edit this, they could, you know, put that up because I'm not sure, you know. But speaking of motherfuckers that get knocked out, did you see when playoff Lenny did the block on Parsons? Micah, the Cowboy linebacker?
No, I didn't see it.
Mm-mm. Oh, young. It was, you know how we used to get off on chip blocking. Like, that was one of
I did see that. I didn't see it during the game. I seen it on, they posted it on somewhere.
So, yeah, they was tweeting back and forth. He was mad because, I think somebody, like, posted pancake. Like, he got pancake and he got mad. Like, man, why don't you hit me straight up? I'm like, hey, listen, fuck all that, sucker. As much as you defensive motherfuckers be trying to hit somebody when they ain't looking, I'm so happy that playoff Lenny chipped that man like that. Mm-hmm. Listen. Shit ain't sweet. Don't be coming in there with them ribs showing.
Yeah.
We was taught to tear. If you got this part of your ribs, speaking of them Trojans, when you got these ribs in the part of your ribs showing, young, what they should tell you? Tear them shits up.
Tear it up. But I'm glad that you brought that up because that's somebody, you know, I feel like it slept on. And I think we got to give our flowers to playoff Lenny, man, because it show you a perfect example of a player being in the wrong system.
Yes, sir.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, sir.
Playoff Lenny in Jacksonville, they was ready to write him off. Like, he wasn't what he was supposed to be. And he comes over to Tampa Bay.
You know how they wrote him off? Because I'm sorry to cut you off. You know how they wrote him off, young? Because you know how he got to Tampa? He cleared the waiver wires. You know, Tampa was... They cleared the waivers and they still like let him pick them up, like, because people probably thought that's what's crazy about it. Like, how you we'll play off Lenny now, but how y'all let Leonard Fournette, top 10 Fournette? I don't know what these, like, what bothers me is, like, as a top dog or somebody that's supposed to make a front office decision, how do you live with yourself knowing you gave up Jalen Ramsey, Calais Campbell, playoff Lenny, I think there's a few more that obviously we can name, but how do you feel? Like, come on, what the hell do you clearly it's that organization, young, but you're right, man. Leonard Fournette deserves some flowers right now because he's legit.
A story, he did an interview and, you know, he was hitting free agency or whatever, Tom called him like, man, I'm coming back. Bring your ass back to Tampa. For Tom to call you, that show you how good a player is, how much respect
for sure
you should have for him. For Tom Brady to call you, as great as Tom Brady is, and Tom Brady know he can go plenty places and
get anywhere.
Just by getting Tom Brady, you a Super Bowl contender, right?
For sure.
So for him to call in and like bring your ass back, like, that just show you the respect right there. So, you know, flowers to my boy.
And, you know, but they also try to get on him this summer. What they say, he showed up to camp at like 275 or whatever they said. It's always some type of story. And, yeah, you go out there, 21, 127, 6 yards a carry. Yeah. Man, yeah. Hey, Lenny, I see you, boy. Lenny, I fuck with you, man, for sure.
Lenny and Lindeezy.
Speaking of that, yo, you like my shirt?
It's all right, bro.
Huh, yeah. Can I get my flowers?
What you want flowers for?
What I've been telling you about them motherfucking Trojans. What I've been telling you. What I've been telling you, bro.
Y'all haven't beat anybody yet.
2K, you're right. But what we've been doing, what we supposed to be doing, we cover spreads and blow shit out. I told you, when the Trojans is on, young, there is nothing like us in the world. We got it already rocking. Bro, we came out, scored 66 the first week. We came out and scored, I think, 45, 49 last week. We dominated Stanford like we needed to. My little brother, Jordan Addison, Heisman hopeful, Biletnikoff winner already. He might be a back-to-back Biletnikoff winner. Come on, 2K. How do you?
That boy.
You said you don't what?
I don't know, boy. He got you know that he doing his thing, but he got somebody else that's boy, Marvin Ooh. Harrison Jr.
Yeah,
boy, crazy.
So is Jordan Addison. Man, listen, Young, I love Marvin Harrison.
It ain't for debate. It ain't up for debate. I'm just saying, like.
It is up for debate because, like, Marvin Harrison Jr., no disrespect, Young. He's probably not even the best receiver on his team.
It don't matter. He's going crazy.
Because Jackson Smith and Jenga, he had 315. He had 14 receptions last year for 300-plus yards in a national championship game. Or one of the
last year.
But I'm saying so that's who he's probably got to beat out this year for the number one spot over there. Marvin. And when you say he's going crazy this year, what is his stats? Like Young, don't just say something like that without throwing out some numbers. I like to see black and white, bro. So you can't just say, oh, he's going crazy and he probably only has what? Okay, he's probably going a little crazy. He has 12. Yeah. Well, I mean 12 for 243 TDs. 12 for He got 12 receptions so far this year for 240 yards and 3 TDs. I love it. He's doing his thing. He's definitely doing okay. But what I'm trying to tell you is when you're already a Biletnikoff winner and you're in USC and you're in Hollywood and you're doing what you're doing, it's not going to be hard for you to already pick up the attraction. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, all he has to do is do a little bit decent. And he has 12 for 226 and 4 TDs. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm telling you. Which kind of stats are better?
I mean, yeah, he averaged a couple more yards. I like touchdowns. You're a yard guy. I like touchdowns. If you score touchdowns, that means you usually win football games, John. Come on. So you're going to tell me you want 12 carries, 200 yards, no touchdowns, or 20 carries, 80 yards, and 4 touchdowns?
Say that again.
You want 12 carries for 200 yards, no touchdowns, or do you want 20 carries, 80 yards, and 4 touchdowns?
Give me 200.
Yeah, see, I want 20 for the 80 with 4 TDs. I'm gonna be done at that. See, you go ahead and 12 carries, Young, for 200 and probably won't even make ESPN. And y'all
crazy
lost.
Crazy because them 12, I'm breaking. I ain't
how caught. You have no
I'm
touchdown.
Not getting caught.
You but I had I
don't
said
make
zero.
Sense. I'm
no,
not
2K,
getting caught.
I'm not giving you that. I just told
I'm
you.
Not
yeah,
getting caught.
We're not talking about Chris.
Ass ain't never been caught. Man.
You either? Oh, you either? We could bring out the film. Show the film. Smash never been caught either.
Yeah. So, you know, going off that, you know.
Oh, bro, you ain't gave my Trojans they flowers yet.
What you mean? They ain't played nobody yet. They ain't giving them no flowers till they play somebody. So beat a real contender, I'm not giving them flowers. They got to be the real contender first.
But you want me to give Baker no Bronny Mayfield flowers for not even beating the fucking Browns.
Hey,
you
Baker
are absolutely
flowers.
You sound absurd.
You gotta give Baker flowers.
I'm appalled. I'm appalled again, bro. No, I'm appalled. I can't
I'm
stand
appalled.
You.
Yeah, that's your
out of control.
Mr. Devil Advocate.
Yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
I'm appalled.
I'm Mr.
Hey,
I'm
gotta
appalled.
Get some. Hey, who's ever watching this, please come up with some designs that we're gonna sell. One of the shirts are gonna be
I'm appalled.
Smash. AKA Mr. I'm a Paul. And the other one is Mr. Devil's Advocate.
Man, and get Mr. Full of Shit. I need y'all to get that 2K, AKA Full of Shit, man. Cause I ain't buying it, Young. You don't want to give how you sit around here. You want me to throw flowers to some weak ass Baker Mayfield, but you sitting here, we out here blowing shit out, wiping floors with team right now. But you don't want to show give us no love.
Games? Can you tell me that?
I don't know. I don't really care.
I just
want to
know who are y'all like. I want to know
what you mean. Like what?
Like I just want to know y'all upcoming schedule so I can let. You okay, know, and I can let my viewers know. Hold on, I can let you know, and I can let the viewers know when I'm going to give.
All right, we play Fresno. We play Fresno State,
and
Oregon State,
and
Arizona State.
Wow.
Hold on, but you know what's crazy?
Oh no, keep
doing
going.
This,
just
fuck
keep
that.
Going.
I'm done doing this, bruh. How come you play? You just played Old Dominion. ECU just played Old Dominion. Bro,
it's
dog.
Not about
fuck
us.
That. Yes.
We're talking about USC.
Because
who
you sitting here hating. How the hell do you
bro,
hate?
Bro, keep going. Can you keep going?
Oh, I'm done. You absolutely out of control. I don't even want to talk about this no more. You've lost your rabbit ass mind,
bro,
TK.
How?
Because you're
hey,
going to sit
a
here.
Fall, bro. I'm going
to
fall.
But you, the fact that a man can play Old Dominion and sit here and talk shit. Like, that's
bro,
what I'm saying.
I'm
that's
saying,
how you
bro,
know our programs are different. That's how you know our program's different, bro. Anyway,
bro, I'm to
yeah,
see,
they play Utah,
please,
too.
Bro.
They play Utah. We going to that game.
Arizona State.
We play Utah. You going to that game
Arizona,
with our homeboy Q. He coached for Utah.
Colorado, UCLA. I don't know when I can give flowers.
Right.
Because even,
until we in the top four.
Even when you come down here and I see.
Until we in the top four. Nobody. Yeah.
And
until
I see
we in
Notre
there.
Dame. And Notre Dame is 0-3.
Hey, just know this. Just know this, Young. I'm telling you this right now, right? When we do, if we make it to the top four,
okay, y'all
you're not coming on the sideline. Game. Don't ask to come on the side. You're not hanging
can
with
I come
me, bro.
To the, hey, if y'all go to the college football playoff, can I come?
Nah, Twinskies can come. You, I'ma stand you. I'ma have you bleach your man.
Bro, you ain't gonna let me come?
Nah, I'ma have you in the nosebleeds, boy.
Bro, y'all don't play a ranked team. Only Utah. Utah gonna be a bang.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy though? Notre Dame was ranked top 10. Yeah, it's not our fault. They got a new coach. Everything's new.
Bro, y'all don't play shit. Hey. I don't think I give y'all Utah. Y'all play Utah. We gonna see. I gotta see how Utah continue to do that. Like they was.
Hey, so look.
Utah was number 7. So I'm gonna see how Utah do in the next couple games and see
what
type of team they really
ranked?
Are. But.
Let's all right. What's ECU ranked? Let's talk about ECU for a few minutes since we don't. What's ECU ranked?
We're 3-0. I'm not asking for your flowers though.
Hey, Chris,
I'm not asking for your flowers though.
You said y'all what?
Bro,
what's y'all's record, bro?
Bro,
hey, no, fuck that. What's your
get out of here, man? What a good show. Know what I'm saying? But one thing I do want to do before we get out of here, I want to give one last person their flowers before we sign off. By the name of Justin Reed, the safety for Kansas City Chiefs,
oh, yeah.
Who also came in and was able to do kickoffs and do field goals. I think he missed one. He ended up making one, too. But for a player to be a starting safety yeah. And be able to come in and play kicker, know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's baller.
That's big, like yeah, especially for a GM to yeah. Be able to take up two spots with one. Like, we don't yeah. Need a backup kicker. We don't need a – know what I'm saying? Because we got dog that come in and rock out. So, man.
That's very rare. Ocho did it first, though, man. Give a shout out to my dog, Ocho Cinco. Yeah.
I don't think Ocho did it in the real game.
Ocho kicked the field goal, man. Don't
that
try.
Was Pro Bowl. That wasn't
bro,
in the real game.
Don't you ever try Ocho Cinco, bro. I'm all right, bro. Here you go. Hey, Twin, how about we do this, though? I know this was definitely new. But I like the lab vibe, so I know we got to do this sometime just because our schedule and shit. But I'm pulling up, bro. So next week I'll be at Just Love or something for us to do this next show. So don't blink. Yeah.
Yes, sir. It'll happen. You did.
Yeah, and it's my dog's birthday month. So listen, we accepting all gifts. You know what I'm saying? We turning up all month, man. Yeah.
Turning up all month. We send and shoot cash at me. You know what I'm saying? Money sign. what is it? CJ23. Let me make sure I
for
got
real.
What the Cash App is, man. Cause we are selling that all month. You know what I'm saying? Send me gifts. Send me cash. You know what I'm saying? Where can they send we gotta see where can they send these gifts to, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, send it to Just Love. So go Google Just Love Claremont. You know what I'm saying? Send all birthday gifts to Just Love. Claremont. Know what I'm saying? That's how we rocking.
Yes,
and my
sir.
Cash App is money sign CJCJ23, man. Send the cash there. Send all the gifts to Just Love Claremont. The address is on there. Send it all there.
We got you to did. Do it. Hey, it's always love, Twin. I'm going to see you soon, baby.
You see you, baby.
No, man.